Welcome to the Soul Health Mentor Podcast with Nadia Kraus. Learn how to move your awareness out of your mind and into your heart so you can embody your divinity, experience joyous peace of mind, and create your most vibrant life by opening to receive your soul's sacred medicine.
Hello, beautiful soul. Hello, strong heart. Hey, brilliant listener, welcome back to the Soul Health Mentor Podcast. Today, it is New Year's Eve. It's December 31st, 2023. And as we are all collectively welcoming a new year, what I want to talk to you about today is the importance of slow living. What does that even mean, right? What does the importance of slow living have to do with the noise of junk food culture? But before we dive into this week's topic of soulful living and me unveiling a polarity, light and dark, shadow and light, up and down, I will be unveiling this polarity through my own soul's tale of me living in Albany, Georgia in the US for 8.5 years. But before we do all of that, I want to connect the dots. The last solo episode that I recorded was episode number 87, and I talked about the importance of unplugging. The importance of unplugging for me looked like deleting my Facebook app off of my device, off of my phone, off of my iPad, because I noticed that I was kind of addicted, no, very much addicted to checking my messages, to checking if anybody liked my posts, if anybody commented. And I went on a journey, and this journey was me looking for the root cause. Why was I behaving this way? What was going on here? And I uncovered a history. So the history that I uncovered was my relationship with Facebook since 2009 and why I went on Facebook and started using social media to begin with. So it's important that I share this introduction of connecting the dots with you, because then talking about slow living versus the noise of junk food culture will make more sense. So I came online because of friends and family. 2009, it was friends and family that said, hey, you need to get on Facebook so we can share pictures, so we can just share in life. And today, I have to say that Facebook for me is like a modern day pen pal version, because I follow Facebook friends and I'm always curious about what they're doing in their life. And I also follow many entrepreneurs and many online business owners that I find very inspiring, and I also love to hear about what they're doing in life. So for me, it's become this way to get to know each other better. So it's a modern day version of having a whole bunch of pen pals, like-minded souls, like-minded hearts. You know, I live by the saying, birds of the same feather flock together. So I curate my Facebook, I curate my feed, and I make sure it's things and people, topics that inspire me, that empower me, that uplift me. So that's what it's become. But it started with friends. And then in 2011, when we were working on a cruise ship as crew members, it was our only connection to the outside world. So every time we were in the harbor and we were on shore leave exploring, we would find a restaurant with Wi-Fi and we would share pictures of the beautiful locations that we were at, and we would connect with friends and family. And then when I started building an online business, or should I say, started learning about how I can build my online presence through a website, through blog posts, through opt-in gifts, through social media presence. And now, obviously, my podcast is part of that online presence. But I started learning about it in 2014. And it took a long time to develop this online presence, but that's another podcast. So let me continue connecting the dots so slow living makes sense. It was only then that I was on Facebook a lot. The time between 2014 and 2016, I experienced Facebook to be very, very vibrant, and I was learning a lot about business. I was online business specifically, and I was connecting to like-minded people, and it was inspiring, empowering, uplifting. It was fun. And then the political climate changed, and that's when Facebook changed, and polarity started showing up in my Facebook feed and political views, and that's when I really truly started curating my Facebook so that it matches my vibration, my essence, and the things that I find inspiring, empowering, and uplifting, the things that feed me, that nourish me, that nurture me, that support me. And ever since then, Facebook has been different, and it is what it is, but I never stopped using it the way that I like to use it. So I have shared happy day moments on Facebook. I have shared wonderful locations of tropical islands, but also wonderful locations in Europe. I have shared all kinds of transformational journeys when I was teaching myself to grocery shop and meal prep and cook and bake, to eat healthier. So I've always made sure that my Facebook timeline is a positive one that reflects the zest of life, the joy of life, the strength of life, the mojo of life. And the interesting thing, though, I started getting addicted to checking for connection. And the reason I got addicted in checking for connection is because I was lacking real human connection in Albany, Georgia, where I lived for 8.5 years. So this connection was truly this Facebook connection that I was looking for. Yes, I was connected to my mother in Germany while she was still alive, and Facebook became our timeline during our crew member times, during the separation of me living in the States and my mom living in Germany. It also was a connection to my husband when I was separated from him due to the green card process. So yes, there was this connection to friends and family, but the addiction started happening because of isolation, because I was completely isolated, and everything that I had ever known living in Germany was taken from me living in Albany, Georgia. So now we've connected the dots of what I discovered when I recorded the importance of unplugging and reviewing my relationship with social media and solving that addiction by deleting the app and only posting when I'm on my laptop, because it's very different posting on the laptop than posting quickly on social media and then obsessively checking for the rest of your day. And here we are, navigating the sacred waters of slow living amidst the noise of junk food culture. Slow living is real life living. It is going grocery shopping, it is preparing your meals, cooking and baking, it is putting those meals in containers for the week, packing your lunch bag, taking it to work. That is slow living. The noise of junk food culture is actually represented not just in junk food like hamburgers and fries and soda and foods that don't have any nutrients or nourishment for us, but it's also reflected in social media, because everything is fast, 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 fast. Scrolling is fast. Information marketing is fast. All the things that we are taking in a very short amount of time while we are scrolling, we haven't even digested yet. We don't have to digest just the nutrients and the food we eat. We literally also have to digest the emotions that happen during our everyday. Now think about how many emotions happen when we scroll quickly. And we're scrolling quickly. We're not scrolling slowly. We're very seldomly stopping, slowing down, breathing, actually reading a long post, and listening to the message within. We don't do that. We scan, and it's fast, 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 fast. So that is the connection, and that is really the difference between navigating the sacred waters of slow living, which is real-time living. It is taking a walk in nature. It is without your phone, without looking at your phone. How many people do you see walking in the city glued to their screens? It is shocking. There is no need for us to be checking our phone while we're walking somewhere or while we are taking a walk. These types of things can wait. But that's what we see in our modern day life. How many families do we see nowadays with all of their devices out on the table in a restaurant, not talking to each other, but looking at their devices while they are eating? So not only do we not process our nutrients in the way they want to be processed, because your digestive tract needs rest to digest, so we need a calm and soothing energy. No, we are scrolling, 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 not paying attention to the food we eat or the people around us, not having conversations, not digesting our emotions, not connecting heart to heart. That is our modern day living. So navigating the sacred waters of slow living is shining a light on that. Being aware, we need to be aware of these patterns before we can release them and integrate new, healthier patterns. Go back to old school living. I'm Generation X. I did not grow up with social media. I did not grow up with devices. I still remember the time without a smartphone, without a tablet. And it was a beautiful time. And all of this reflection happened after I recorded, or during the time that I recorded Unplugging, The Importance of Unplugging, because I was navigating my own self-care and soul care in this aspect of our modern day age. The noise of junk food culture is not just in the physical world through the food we eat, it's also in the mental realm, in the emotional realm, in the spiritual realm. And social media is the best example. It is the best example because there's so much good information out there. There's so much goodness shared on social media by so many different people. Things that are inspiring, empowering, uplifting, illuminating. But how many people truly, truly stop, slow down, breathe, actually read the post, listen, sense how this post is making them feel, digesting their emotions, and maybe even commenting with a thank you, with an aha, with a breakthrough. You notice that takes time. It takes time. It takes slow living to do that. And how do I know? I know because I post good content all the time on my social media. I actually just did a whole soul health series about fierce feminine core values. 9 posts that highlight the core values that are, let me share them with you. They are caring, happiness, integrity, peak attitude, passion, personal fitness and well-being, and trust. And hardly anybody comments. And sadly, hardly anybody probably reads it because there's not even much liking and loving. And now I'm okay with that because I've detoxed and I've realized that the heart-to-heart connection that I'm looking for is not to be found on social media. I can hope for it. I can hope that you listening to this podcast episode will change that, and maybe you'll check out my profile on Facebook. You can find me under Nadia Shana Kraus. Maybe you will. Maybe you will read it. Maybe you will comment. But I can't rely on it. The kind of connection that I'm looking for and that I had before moving to Albany, Georgia and living in the States for 8.5 years was found in real life connection, real life community. I was doing workshops. I was doing classes. I was talking to people in real life. And that's where I found that community, that connection, those friendships, those inspiring, empowering, uplifting, and illuminating connections from that we get when we speak to each other heart to heart. So that is why I haven't actually recorded a solo episode ever since episode 87. I've just published interviews in German and English. I had to digest. I had to gift myself the sacred waters of slow living. I had to rethink my relationship with junk food culture, and that includes social media. And that led to a whole string of positive things. Not only did I share a core value series, a fierce feminine core value series on my social media, but I actually wrote 3 blog post series. And I even turned the core value series into a blog post series on soulhealthmentor.com. So if you don't want to visit my social media, because maybe you aren't on Facebook, good for you. Maybe there's something else in your life that's addictive, that is, you know, maybe it's TikTok. Maybe you don't want to go on Facebook. That's okay. You can visit soulhealthmentor.com and find the button that says blog, and you will find my core value series in a 5-part blog series. All right, now we are going to unveil the story of Polarity, My Soul's Tale of Albany, Georgia. It was very, very important for me to digest what I had experienced over the last 8.5 years. It was the extreme of polarity. There were really wonderful, big, beautiful things, such as my time in Albany, Georgia, birthing Soul Health Mentor and Company, birthing my book, The Magic of Transformation, Igniting and Manifesting Soul Desires, birthing the Soul Health Mentor podcast, birthing business services such as Akashic Records reading and clearing and healing activation, soul health mentoring, ongoing soul health mentoring programs, my soul art certification leading to soul art journey vision quests, my membership program. All of those things are super positive for me and represent my soul's gift, represent the beauty of my soul's gift. And me sharing my soul's gift in the world, me inviting you to get out of your head and into your heart so that you can experience your divinity, your brilliance, your wisdom. So all of those things are beautiful. But my life in Albany, Georgia was really, really hard. So let me give you some context. In my soul's plan, embedded in my soul's plan, is the pursuit of life's full spectrum. Unfortunately, or fortunately, that's a view, that's a perspective, it depends how you see it. This life's full spectrum ranges from sublime beauty to the depths of adversity, and in that adversity there's not obviously, but for me it was the experience of ugliness. This adversity wasn't pretty. It was hard, and it felt really, really ugly. So this didn't start in Albany, Georgia. This soul plan that is embedded in my original Divine Souls blueprint started at the age of 14 when I was moved from Germany to South Africa by my parents. It was a very, very harsh uprooting, and it was my first life's extreme. And I guess it pinnacled. It just pinnacled in Albany, Georgia, and it unfolded during my time there. The cultural extremes, that was very, very hard on me. I was culture shocked to the core. So the move to the S marked the pinnacle of these extremes in my life, exposing me to worldly and spiritual challenges, which are intricately woven into my soul's chosen life lessons. To navigate this vast polarity and to overcome culture shock, I had to delve into the subtle nuances of my being, addressing the disconnection across my various bodies. So the disconnection to my physical body that I felt because of the culture shock. I had never lived in a country where junk food was so normal, in quotation marks. I had never drank soda. I had never enjoyed soda. I was always someone that was just drinking water. And the only thing that I drank that was sweet was Apfelsaftschorle, that's the German word for sparkling apple juice, which is just 3/4 of sparkling mineral water with 1/4 of apple juice. It's not unhealthy. But living in a place where I had no options, if I wanted to drink something nice, the option was to drink soda, Coke, and all kinds of other things. So that was physically harsh on my system, but mentally, emotionally, spiritually, I was just in such a stark contrast that acclimatization took 5 years. It took 5 years to feel somewhat true to myself. But in that 5 years, there was such a high level of isolation already created because I couldn't find like-minded people. Living in a red state in the United States, coming from Europe, that is a social democratic country, is such a huge and stark contrast that there was just isolation because I had nobody to talk to with the same value system. And if you don't find people with the same value system, you don't make friends. So I faced profound frustration and isolation and the absence of everything that gave my life a high quality of life. So that's the energetic impressions that it left behind. And as we were gearing up to move from the States to Canada, Ottawa, a metropolitan city with lots of different cultures, vibrant and flourishing with all kinds of people, I knew that this place would be in alignment with our value system because we value diversity. We value all kinds of different cultures, and I am okay. I absolutely promote getting to know different cultures to enrich your life, to enrich your palate, but to also enrich your mindset, question your belief system, and celebrate traditions that you enjoy. So cultures are a beautiful thing. Absolutely. And it was a wonderful feeling to know that we will be living in a place where we can embrace the value system that is important to us. So we value good food and food from different cultures. And I'm talking about whole food. I'm not talking about Burger King or all of the other, like McDonald's, what else, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Taco Bell, and many, many more. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about junk food. I'm talking about the diverse palette of whole foods, Indian cooking, Thai cooking, Chinese cooking, Vietnamese cooking, Mexican cooking, but real cooking. That is part of our value system, music and culture and theater and going hiking and swimming and doing hot yoga and being able to experience life on foot. That is all part of our value system. That is all part of what gives our life a high quality of life. And being able to speak to people because they do not abandon or banish people that aren't of their belief system. And yes, I learned living in the States that that is called liberal. And it was very, very strange for me to hear these words, liberal and Republican, because to a European, that is non-existent. A European watches the United States and hears about certain things that happen in the United States. And for a European, those ways of being are very archaic, very, very outdated. Controlling women's reproductive organs and abortion is unheard of in Europe, in Germany specifically, where I'm from. So all of these things had to be digested, these energetic impressions, the energy of the land. I could feel it living in Albany in Georgia. And when I say the energy of the land, the history, which is slavery, the South, it was the hardest thing I ever had to do as a highly energetically sensitive person. You might want to say, I don't like using the word psychic because it has the wrong connotations, but as an intuitive, I was feeling energies, and these energies was they were leaving impressions in my bodies, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual. They were leaving impressions in my heart, and I needed to digest these impressions coming here. So it's been a 6-month period of acclimatizing to a place that feels like home. It was a very quick phase in the sense of it didn't take 5 years to acclimatize here. It definitely took 6 months because I had to digest the remnants of the noise of junk food culture, not just on the physical level of living in a place where junk food was normal. Burger King was normal. I worked there as a corporate health coach. And when I was talking, when I say there, I mean Albany, Georgia. And when I was talking to people about nutrition, it was normal for them to have McDonald's, to have Burger King, to have junk. And it was not normal to go grocery shopping and meal prep and actually cook your own meals. That was the reality I was experiencing. And emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, there was so much pain in the land. I could feel it. And just as we left, one of my husband's co-workers joked, but it wasn't a joke to us. The joke was, oh, you know, Albany, Georgia has a nickname, and the nickname is Agony, Georgia. And it wasn't a joke to us because we felt the agony on all levels, personal, but also beyond us in the history. And as a German, sometimes I just have to Google words and their definitions because I want to know, either I translate them from German, from English to German, so the German word for agony is Qual, or I look for the definition in English. And the definition of agony is extreme physical and emotional suffering. And that sums up the experience. And I know that sounds harsh, but the polarity of such beauty, my soul's gift, Soul Health Mentor and Company, was born in Albany, Georgia, and it couldn't have happened without the United States. I know that. But then that stark contrast of adversity, and to me, the experience of such ugliness that is hurtful, that hurts, the beauty of discovering and navigating the sacred waters of slow living, because slow living also includes internal reflection, internal healing, so much Akashic Records reading and healing and clearing done, so many soul art vision quests that I personally went on, so much beauty experienced in this adversity, in this experience of ugliness. So this is the full scope that my soul signed up for. And this is my story that I told you today so that you can unveil the polarity in your soul's tale in your life, because you might be experiencing amazingly beautiful things on the one hand, and on the other hand, there's an ugliness, an adversity to your life. I want you to know that you are not alone. Soul Health Mentor podcast will be regular again in 2024. I needed this time off to digest not just the last 8.5 years, but literally digest all of the harsh things that my husband and I experienced since leaving Germany on 11/11/11 to go work and live on a cruise ship. There were so many harsh realities that we had to navigate that we couldn't foresee, that pulled the rug right out under our feet. I had to sit with this time. I had to sit and navigate the sacred waters of slow living while I let go of the noise of junk food culture on every single level, on the physical level, the emotional level, the mental level, the heart level. My heart had to heal during this time and process and digest all the emotions I was feeling so that I could be high-spirited again and show up for my soul and my soul's gift and what we are here to share with you. So I let you know how you can find the Soul Health series that I shared on my social media. It is now a five-part blog post series about fierce feminine core values. And I've unveiled the 7 core values with you already, which are also the guiding light for this podcast. It is caring. It is all about happiness. It is about integrity. It's about developing a peak attitude without hustling, but a peak attitude that actually entails self-love leadership. It's about passion. It's about personal fitness on every single level. Personal fitness in the body, in the mind, in the emotions, by digesting them, in the heart, in the spirit, in the soul. And I've shared my personal story with you. I've shared my reflections with you and my insights, and I will continue to do so, weaving a tapestry of wellness, self-love, soul health, and purpose. So what's next? In the upcoming year, the Soul Health Mentor podcast is set to embark on a new chapter here in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, diving into topics that resonate with the essence of our journey. Here's a sneak peek that I'm going to share with you at some exciting episodes that I will be creating for you, such as Unlocking Your Inner Power, How You Can Discover the Secrets to Harnessing Your Innate Power for a Life Filled with Abundance, Mastering the Art of Self-Love Leadership, exploring how self-love can be a guiding force in creating a life drenched in worth and unapologetic self-love, and embracing soul care in daily life, practical tips and insights on infusing soul care into your daily routine for holistic well-being. So how can you participate? Your engagement has been the heartbeat of this community that is gathering here at Soul Health Mentor Podcast. Please share your thoughts, share your experiences, and your suggestions. You can do that on the website soulhealthmentor.com. You can leave a comment on the blog post series. You can comment on any episode that you're listening to. You can head over to my Facebook, Nadia Shana Kraus, Kraus with a double S, and you can engage with my social media posts. Whatever your preferred way is, it is so important to me. It keeps me going. Your engagement means the world to me. What topics are you eager to explore? What burning questions do you have about living a life guided by your soul health and your purpose? That's how you can participate. So the journey continues, and I can't wait to share these upcoming solo episodes. And the next one coming up is Unlocking Your Inner Power. Until next time, episodes drop. English episodes will drop on the 10th, the 20th, and the 30th of every month. German bonus episodes will drop on the 3rd, the 13th, and the 23rd of every month. See you there. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Soul Health Mentor Podcast with Nadia Kraus. If you like what you heard, please subscribe, rate, and review at Apple Podcasts or wherever podcasts are playing.